But Russians and Lithuanians, and they are very, they are very sedate people. They consider themselves in a category that's somewhat superior to most people that I have come in contact with, for the most part.
What about Irishmen or Scotsmen? Do you have any names for them?
Well, the Scots of, I don't know any particularly, except that they're very stingy and they like to follow everything economically to the very last digit. They squeeze the dollar until it makes all that it can come out, I understand. And this is one of the things that Scots are noted for, being very frugal. And of course the Irishmen are happy-go-lucky, they sing an awful lot, like Italians. And they like coffee and good whiskey, and good timing and this type of thing. That's the way the Irish, it seems.
Do you have any names for Frenchmen or Cajuns?
Well, the Frenchmen are called frogs for the most part. I don't know why they're called frogs, but I wouldn't want to express too much about the French because there was too much paganism I found in France, and as such, I just didn't
go. Did
you
say paganism?
Paganism, right. They were just, in other words, if you had what they wanted, they would do anything under the sun to get what you had. And that to me is a despisable, despicable type thing. I didn't have too much respect for French because at the time I was over there during the war, they didn't seem to, they didn't care about anything. They didn't mind the Germans not being occupying that country anymore. They said when the Germans were there, they were eating well and doing things of this sort. We came, we threw up their towns and this sort of thing. So, I mean, to me, it was a different attitude. I just don't think that Frenchmen have what we need most as associates. Of course, Paris is the biggest thing in France to me. It was a place where I went to have a lot of fun, to see a lot of things that I had read in history, and even studied the French, which I tried to forget. I had no, I could speak French like a Frenchman, but I just detested it. And I really forgot most of the French that I knew. And yet I was a pretty good French student. But after going to France, nope. I had very little respect for French. And yet I know that they are all the same. It couldn't be, but I saw too many that just didn't impress me favorably. They were all for themselves, and they proved that after the war how they reacted towards Americans. They took everything they could from us, and of course the Lend-Lease situation made it worse because I happened to be a part of the scheme which made provisions for them, and knowing that they would never replace those things, it gave me a different attitude about it. Person who wants something for themselves at somebody else's expense, I just don't buy that at all. So I'm a little prejudiced towards the French for that reason. I just think that they are not honorable people as they should have been. I don't think that they took to the Americans like they should have, having been liberated as they were by Americans. And I just don't, they're two-faced people. They smile in your face and stick a dagger in your back. The same time, you know, that's the impression they gave me.